My guest on Book Notes this month is Barbara Borland, who is Baltimore-based, but certainly known much more widely than that, for a series of spins on genre novels. And her first one, I'll Eat When I'm Dead, has been described as a whodunit with a Devil Wears Prada twist. The second one, Fake Like Me, has been described as art world thriller. Her third one, which is coming out this month, is called A Force of Such Beauty. And this takes a spin on what happens to a princess after Happily Ever After. Barbara, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to Book Notes. Thank you so much for making the time. I know your schedule is really tight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, good. So looking at A Force of Such Beauty, just fill us in on the premise.
It is the story of a retired athlete who marries the prince of a very small, very wealthy nation. And it is a play on a fairy tale. And I mean that in the sense that fairy tales are stories about governments. They're usually stories about great wealth and power. They're often stories about the possession of women's sexual availability or fertility. All of my books have been about what it means to be a woman, what it means to be female in this day and in this age. And when I started writing this book, I'd been married at the time for 5 years. I've been married now for 10 years. And from the moment that I got into it, started shopping for wedding dresses and planning the ceremony, it dawned on me how much my sense of self had been and was being conditioned by forces that worked to make me into a princess and my husband into a prince. And that sort of continued to get louder and louder the longer I was married. And I thought it was really interesting. So I wanted to write about that, about a real princess, because real princesses in this day and age seem very unhappy.
So taking a fairy tale, applying a really serious thought over that, and your writing is amusing and entertaining, how do you juggle that?
This book in particular was very difficult to write. These archetypes are really loaded. We think that we know what we expect from stories about fairy tales, just in the same way that we think we know what we expect from women. So it was a long back and forth of trying to thread the needle. And again, come at this sense that I had of being so heavily gendered in my life, and to come at it with compassion and empathy and care.
Given my provenance, I have to ask you
Yes.
why you decided to make your protagonist South African.
Yes. So I had the luck, good luck, to spend a lot of time in South Africa, at least for an American. My husband teaches a class there, and I've gotten to tag on. He even did some doctoral research there. So we've been going back and forth since, I think, 2009. And South Africa, I think, has a lot of parallels with the United States in the best ways and in the worst ways. And something that I've seen in my peers over the last several years has been a cynicism of democracy, which is something that we see in people who are from Russia, maybe, and often from South Africa, because I think recovering from apartheid is complex, to put it lightly. And in the United States, we've started to see our own cynicism towards democracy. And I think that thinking about ourselves is easier when we actually put it on someone else. And so I wanted to write about a place that I felt had parallels to who we are as a nation, but that also made it easier for us to feel understanding.
This is A Force of Such Beauty. It's the third novel by Barbara Borland, coming out with Dutton on July 19th. You can find out more at Barbara's website. That is barbaraborland.com. Thank you so much. I hope this book will fly as your others have.
Thank you, Judith.